Days after the end of the longest government shutdown in U.S. history, Democrats still not giving up on their key demand.
The Affordable Care Act tax credits are scheduled to lapse on December 31st. And so we have about 45 days to get this done.
In exchange for some Democratic votes to reopen the government, Senate Republicans agreed to hold a separate vote on extending existing federal subsidies for some Affordable Care Act insurance plans beyond the end of the year. But there's no guarantee that vote will succeed or that House Republican leadership will act on it.
Am I going to guarantee a vote on ACA, unreformed COVID-era subsidies that is just a boondoggle to insurance companies and robs the taxpayer? We got a lot of work to do on that.
Without congressional action, some households face a spike in their premiums after December 31st. House GOP leadership is said to be eyeing a package that's unlikely to extend the subsidies but use other ways to reduce costs. Some House Republicans don't think that will come together in time, and at least a dozen are calling for an extension for now.
We're not going to make major fixes before December 31st. I think we owe it to the middle class and around the middle class to extend these tax credits, maybe with some reforms.
More than 24 million Americans rely on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces for health insurance.